Hallelujah. God bless you. You are welcome. You are welcome to tonight's meeting. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. So tonight I bring you God's word. I bring you God's word, and I'm trusting the Lord that by the reason of his word tonight, your life will be transformed in the name of Jesus. I want you to drop your comments. You can drop your prayer request if you have a need of the Lord. I'll be agreeing with you in prayers and I'll be praying for you. And the Lord is going to do a miracle in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm believing God for you wherever you're watching me from. By the mercies of God and by the grace of God, you are coming out better than you have always been in the name of Jesus. God is going to give you a testimony. The Lord is going to give you a miracle, and your life will be transformed in Jesus' name. Make sure you are sharing this broadcast and make sure you are dropping your comments in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Mighty and everlasting Father, I give you thanks. I give you praise. I thank you. But for the word says that the entrance of your word, it gives light and it gives understanding unto the simple. And I pray, Father, that as we speak forth your word, as your word come forth this very moment, I ask, O Lord, that you will teach us your word. You will minister to our soul. You will minister to our bodies. You minister to our life in the name of Jesus. And by the reason of your word, our life will be transformed. Our soul will be transformed and will become rapturable in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. Thank you, gracious Father, for in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. So tonight, I'll be preaching on what I titled Benefits of the Blood of Christ. The benefits of the blood of Christ. Now, are you secured on the blood of Jesus? Now, that's a question that only you can answer. That are you secure in the blood of Jesus Christ? Is your life secure? Are you eternally secured on the blood of Christ? Hallelujah. I think that's where you better understand. Are you eternally secured in the blood of Jesus? Do you know the benefit of the presence and the power of the blood of Jesus in your life? Do you know the benefit of the presence and power of the blood of Jesus in your life? So many a times we talk about the blood of Jesus. Every situation, maybe you are in the car and you're about to have an accident, you hear people shouting, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Or someone has a nightmare, they shout, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Or there is a situation, some people say jokingly, they just, oh, blood of Jesus. I just by the blood of Jesus. Now, you must understand the biblical perspective of the benefits of the blood of Jesus, what the blood of Jesus does in our life. You must have this wrapped understanding. You must have a concrete understanding by virtue of the word of God of what the blood of Jesus Christ does in the life of a believer. Because you, without you understanding it, you may misinterpret it. You may not understand. In today's modern day churches, it's very rare for you to hear the preachers of today talking about the benefits of the blood of Jesus, what the blood of Jesus does in your life. You may sow your seed, you may pay your tithe, you may pay your offering, but this does not equal to the power in the blood of Jesus. This does not equal to what the blood of the Lamb of God has done for you on the cross of Calvary. First and foremost, join me as we look into the scriptures in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7. It says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. It says, in him we have redemption. In him we have redemption. In him we have redemption through the blood, through his blood. Now, you can't talk about redemption without the blood of Jesus, because what redeems us is the shedding of the blood. Hallelujah. So it is through the blood of Jesus that was shed for us that you and I have been redeemed. So your sins have been taken away. You are redeemed from your sins. You are redeemed. You are taken away from darkness into God's marvelous light by the reason of the blood that was shed for you. So if you don't understand how you were redeemed, how are you being redeemed? A lot of believers who attend the churches where there's a word redeemed, attached to the name of their denomination, they don't even understand what got them redeemed. Now, you must understand this, that it is the blood of Jesus that redeems you. It is not your pastor that redeems you. It is not your tithe that redeems you. It is not your offering that redeems you. Your seed or your sacrifices does not guarantee your redemption. Hallelujah. I come again. Your seed or your sacrifices does not in any way guarantee your redemption. Your coming to church does not guarantee your redemption. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that guarantees what? Your eternal redemption. When the blood of Jesus was shed for you, when it was beaten, when he died on the cross of Calvary, the blood that gushed out of him, that is what redeemed you. That is what paid the price for you. Hallelujah. 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 If you're following me, you can drop your comments. You can drop your comments. Hallelujah. I believe we are following. So in that Ephesians 1 verse 7, it says, in him we have redemption. In him, which is Jesus Christ alone. In Jesus alone, your redemption is established. In other words, your redemption is not established in any other entity. Your redemption is not established in any other personality. Your redemption is established in the person of Jesus Christ. Your redemption is established in the personality of Jesus. Your redemption is established in the blood that came out of him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you have to establish this in your spirit, soul, and body, that you are not redeemed by what man said. You are redeemed by what the blood said. You are redeemed by the power in the blood of Jesus, because it is through his riches and grace, through his mercies, through his grace, that you have been redeemed by his blood. Hallelujah. Number 2 point I want you to hold on to of the benefits of the blood of Christ is that the blood secures justification. The blood secures justification. Justification. The blood of Jesus secures justification. Let us quickly look at Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 9. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 9. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 9. Let me read from here. It says, for when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, while we were yet living in sin, while we were still, you know, soaked in our sins, while we were still engulfed, while we were still engulfed in our sins, while we were still living in sin, living in immorality, living in lying, in backbiting, in hypocrisy, it says Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Hallelujah. While you and I were still sinners, while we were still dwelling in the world, Jesus died for us. So it was in this same blood that you have been justified. So your justification does not come from any human entity. Your justification comes from God entity. So it is through the blood of the Lamb of God, it is through the blood of Jesus that your justification is established. Hallelujah. He says, while we were still sinners, he says, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Hallelujah. Yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. For somebody that is good to you, and somebody you may want to die for, that person, you may say, ah, lie, you, hey, you know, that Lagos kind of life. If you're from Lagos, Nigeria, understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. But while we were still sinners, while we were still in our mother's womb, no wonder the psalmist David said, he says, in sin did my mother conceive me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So while we were still sinners, Jesus died for us, much more than having now been justified by his blood. He says, we are being justified by his blood. We are being justified by his blood. We are being saved. We are being saved. I'm emphasizing that. We are being saved from wrath through him. We are being saved from judgment through him. We are being saved from persecution through him. Hallelujah. We are saved from the wrath of God through him. So anytime the wrath of God is about to come upon the world, the blood of Jesus is what is speaking for us. We are being justified. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Point number three, the blood of Christ ensures cleansing. The blood of Jesus Christ ensures our cleansing. The blood of Jesus Christ ensures our cleansing. I come again. The blood of Jesus Christ ensures our cleansing. Let us look at 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 to 10. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7, reading to verse 10. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 to 10. It says, but if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, it says we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. Hallelujah. And the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, the Bible says he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Praise the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. So it is the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all sins. It is the blood of Jesus that cleanses us. It takes away our sins. It purifies us. It sanctifies us. It takes away every blemish of iniquity from our lives. Because while we were yet sinners, Jesus died for us. Glory be to God. And that's why the Bible says, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ is son. It cleanses us from every sin. It cleanses us from every sin. So the blood of Jesus is what takes away. That's it. It cleanses it off. It washes it off. It cleanses it off. The blood of Jesus, that is the only thing that is potent enough to cleanse away sin. The blood of animals cannot cleanse away your sins. Your service to God in the church cannot take away your sins. Your activities cannot take away your sin. Whether you worship your pastor or you don't worship your pastor, it cannot take away your sin. Your pastor himself cannot take away your sin. Hallelujah. It is the blood of Jesus that takes away the sins of humanity. So as I'm speaking, you also need to examine your life so that the blood of Jesus tonight can take away your sin in the name of Jesus Christ. Point number four, very quickly. The blood of Jesus makes peace. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ makes peace. Colossians chapter 1 verse 19 to 22. Colossians chapter 1 verse 19 to 21. Let's read to 21. Colossians chapter 1 verse 19 to 21, it says, for it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth, things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you, who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled. So it is through the blood of Jesus that you and I are being reconciled to the Father. It is through the blood of Jesus that we have peace with God. As a child of God, you know your past. You know all the mistakes you've made. You know all the errors you've made. What brings you closer to the Father? It is the blood of Jesus. Because the blood of Jesus makes peace between you and the Father. Let me read that Colossians 1 verse 19 to 21 again. It says, for it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself. Meaning God reconciled everything to himself through the blood of Christ. Everything was reconciled back to God through the blood of Jesus. So it is through the blood of Jesus we obtain reconciliation. That is the linking between we and God. Because the previous scripture where we read from in 1 John chapter 1 verse 7 to 10 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now what reconciles us back to the Father is the blood of Jesus. What makes peace? What brought peace? What brought about peace between you and God is the blood of Jesus that was shed on our behalf. So at every point in time, God looks at you through the eyes of the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He says, and you who was once annihilated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have been reconciled. Now you have been reconciled back to the Father. You have been brought back to the Father. You have a relationship with the Father. You have a fellowship with the Father. You have a bonding with the Father because of the blood of the Lamb, because of the blood of Jesus, because of the blood that was shed for you and I. Hallelujah. Point number 5. The blood of Christ effects sanctification. The blood of Christ effects sanctification. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. I come again. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 12. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 12. It says, therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify, that he might sanctify, that he might sanctify, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood. So you are sanctified by the blood of Jesus. You are purified by the blood. Your sins are taken away by the blood of Jesus. So your sanctification comes by virtue of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. No matter how tough your sins in the past might have been, no matter how terrible your past might have looked like, the moment you come into Christ, the moment you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, you obtain sanctification by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. God does not hold on to the records of your past the moment you come to Him. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So you obtain sanctification. You obtain purification. You obtain that cleansing. You are washed. You are cleansed. You are purified. You are made whole by the reason of the blood of Jesus. So it doesn't matter how far you have gotten into the world, whether you have been a sinner for donkey years, whether you have been a murderer, whether you have aborted pregnancies in time past, whether you have killed somebody, whether you are a fornicator, an adulterer, a liar, it doesn't matter anymore. Come to Jesus and be sanctified. Come to Jesus and be purified. Accept Him as your Lord and your personal Savior, and on the spot, the works of Jesus begin to manifest in your life. You become purified. You become sanctified. You become cleansed. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Point number six. The blood of Christ gives you nearness. It draws you closer. It brings you nearer to God. It brings you nearer to God. It brings you nearer to God. It brings you nearer. This is the power in the blood of Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus, you have access to come closer to God. Through the blood of Jesus, you are licensed. You are authorized. You have the legal contract to come to God at any point in time. Let us read from the Word of God very quickly. Oh my God. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13. It says, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off, you were once far off, you were once away, you were once cut off from God. Your sins is what has set a barricade between you and God. That is why the book of Isaiah said that it is not as if the ears of God is deaf to hear you, neither is his hand shutting to save. He says it is your sins that have separated you from God. Hallelujah. It is your sins that has brought a division, that has brought a distance between you and your Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's why Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13 pointedly said, but now in Christ, but now, he says, now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. You have been brought near by the blood of Jesus. So what draws you to the Father is the blood of Jesus. What makes you a child of God is the blood of Jesus. What makes you one with the Father is the blood of Jesus. What makes you sanctified, purified, holy is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. So you have been brought near. Don't stay afar off anymore. Don't stay away from studying the word of God. Don't stay away from praying and communicating with the Father. Don't stay away from fellowshipping with the brethren. Why? You have been brought near by the blood. 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 So see yourself as one with God. See yourself as one that is that has an access to God. You have access. You have access to the Father because the blood of Jesus brings you nearer. You have access to speak with God and He will hear you and communicate with you. Why? Because of the blood of Jesus. Point number 7, which is the last point I'm going to give as we pray. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus brings you victory. The blood of Jesus brings you victory. The blood of Jesus, it guarantees your victory. It guarantees your success. It guarantees your elevation. It guarantees your excellence. It guarantees your dominion. The blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us read Revelation chapter 12. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Matuza prate legedon shabaha. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Make sure you are sharing this broadcast. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 to 11. Revelation chapter 12, verse 10 and 11. I read very quickly. It says, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. Has been cast down. The accuser of the brethren that accuses you and I before God, that accuses our brethren, that accuses the body of Christ, that accuses ministers of God all over the world. It says he has been cast down. He has been brought down. He has been brought down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. Your victory is in the blood of the Lamb. You have victory by the reason of the blood. You say he has been cast down. So we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Your victory over sin is in the blood of Jesus. Your victory over your weakness is in the blood of Jesus. Your victory over the challenges and the trials and the circumstances of life is in the power. It is vested in the blood of Jesus. And I'm decreeing, I'm praying for you that the blood of Jesus will speak over your life, will speak over your family, will speak over your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are watching me this very moment, if you are here to give your life to Christ, you have an opportunity to do that now. Tomorrow may be too late. As a matter of fact, today may be too late. Why don't you surrender your life to Him and say, Lord, have mercy upon me. I have sinned against you. I have lived a life that does not please you. Father, have mercy upon me. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me by the blood of Jesus. Purify me. Sanctify me. Cleanse me, Lord. Cancel my name from the book of death and write my name in the book of life. Thank you for dying for me. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah, I'm saved. Amen and amen and amen. If you have said this prayer, I say congratulations to you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And I admonish you to stay steadfast by praying, by studying the word of God. Studying the word of God. Do away with anything that has the appearance of evil. Endeavor to live a holy life. And the Lord will give you the grace in the name of Jesus. Make sure you drop a message. Chat your you can click and send a message if you have given your life to Christ, and we'll be praying for you. We'll be able to, you know, get to share your testimony of salvation with you. We believe God for your life. Thank you. God bless you. If you need prayers, you need a counseling, send us a message on WhatsApp. This number is basically on WhatsApp. Send us a message on WhatsApp on +234 90 353 29597. And as you do that, the Lord will bless you. The hand of God will never depart from your life. I bless you with the blessings of Abraham. I bless you with the blessings of Isaac. I bless you with the blessings of Jacob. And I decree into your life that the Lord will uphold you. The grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fullness of the Holy Spirit will not depart from your life. Shalom. God bless you. I love you. See you again sometimes on this same platform. Shalom.